practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing church with other good, solid, Bible-believing Christians. But thank you so very, very much for being there by the radio today. And might I say to all those of you who are dads, happy Father's Day. This is Father's Day 2025, and I'll tell you, we can thank the Lord for good, godly fathers. Can we not? Indeed, we can. Well, let's begin the program today with a song that's entitled Ever Faithful.
Shadows fall around me when the day turns into night. I am safe within His keeping, for He draws me to His side. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire, clearly, and my heart will not forget all the ways His grace has kept me. He has never failed me yet. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire, and through the flood, trusting as He guides me. Ever faithful through His love. Savior, Redeemer, Comforter and Friend, Healer, Provider, time again. Ever faithful through the fury, through the fire, and through the flood, I am trusting as He guides me. Ever faithful through His love, I am trusting.
And those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior can say that He is always faithful to us. Amen. Can I hear a lot of amens on that? Well, I might not be able to hear them, but I am certain that a number of you have said amen to the faithfulness of God. No matter what it is we face, no matter what it is we go through, God is there to sustain us. The Bible says, faithful is he who called us, who also will do it. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today as we gather around this particular program with the intent to prepare our hearts to serve the Lord today and to worship him in spirit and in truth and at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And this is Father's Day, and I trust that those of you who have fathers who are still alive will go to them and thank them for their faithfulness, particularly if they know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And if you happen to be a father, I trust and pray that you will be encouraged today by your children and by your family. But also, it is my prayer that you will be the kind of a father that is pleasing to God. That, of course, will be a great testimony to those in your family and others as well. We need good, solid, faithful Christian fathers today. And it is my prayer that every one of you who are fathers under the sound of my voice today meet those qualifications. You know the Lord, you love the Lord, and you're serving the Lord. But I do want to say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that are out there and who are listening this morning. You know, I'm very thankful for the fact that I had a godly father, but that just, of course, is, I should say, one blessing in a line of solid, biblically-minded men and grandparents, might I should say, in my family. Because I can go back several generations where my father, my grandfather on both sides, and my great-grandfather were good, solid Christian men. And they did what they could to bring their children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And they did that. And they were fruitful in doing that. Because even today, most of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are serving the Lord effectively. And that's sometimes a very difficult thing to find in the day and age in which we live. But because of the heritage that I've received from my father and grandfather and great-grandfather, and of course have even passed that down to my children and grandchildren, why, they are serving the Lord. And that's just the way that God blesses, is it not? But truly, we can thank God for good Christian fathers. And if you are a good Christian father today, I say praise the Lord for you, because you have no idea what kind of impact you are having, not only on your children, but other people as well. And certainly for the rest of us, let us continue to pray that God will raise up good, godly men who will be good, solid Christian fathers and husbands so that they might be able to be the testimony that God would have them to be and the solid rock of a good Christian leader in the world in the time in which we live. Thank God for godly fathers. Well, truly, it's a delight to have you there by the radio. And if we can serve you spiritually speaking, don't hesitate to contact us. You may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. Once again, that's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. Go to our website, which is simply fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. And as I say, if we can help you spiritually, do not hesitate to contact us. I want to remind you that we will be having our annual Daily Vacation Bible School June 23rd to the 27th for the young people and for the children, and we'd like to have your young people and children involved. There will be games and prizes and Bible lessons and the teaching of the Word of God, and it's just going to be a great time of fellowship. And, of course, the theme this year is Champions for Christ, and we're going to be having the Campbell family with us. They are missionaries that our church serves and supports, and they're going to be conducting the Daily Vacation Bible School. That is Zach and Michaela Campbell, might I say, and they'll be with us the entire week. That's June 23rd to the 27th, and if you have any questions about VBS or have any young people that you'd like to register, just give us a call. Again, that phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. We would love to hear from you, and we'd love to have your children and your grandchildren involved in our Daily Vacation Bible School. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for this day that you've given to us, and this is your day, It's the day when Christians all around the world will gather to worship you in spirit and in truth with other Bible-believing Christians. But it is also a time here in the United States when we think of our godly fathers, those who have brought us up in the nurture and the admonition of you, our Lord and Savior. And Father, I thank you for godly fathers, for men who are faithful as a husband, as a father. And it is my prayer today that for those individuals who meet those qualifications, that their families will bless them and encourage them. And it is also my prayer that you'll continue to raise up from the younger generation fathers who will be the kind of fathers that will be a testimony unto you and lead their children and their families to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and lead them to spiritual maturity in Christ as well. So we thank you for godly fathers, and may your blessing be upon them all today, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, some of us have fathers who are in heaven, so let's listen to this song played on the piano, When We All Get to Heaven. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, where the Word of God says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. Now, as we continue the program, I'm going to invite my dad, Gorman Dahl, to come and sing for us. Those of you who can remember years ago, my dad was the music director here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. He led the choir. He led the congregational singing. He led the music committee, and he loved to sing. Dad just simply loved to sing. And we do have a CD of some of his singing here on file at the church. And so I'm going to invite my dad, Gorman Dahl, to come and sing a song that he loved to sing. It's entitled Pilot Me. Here's Gorman Dahl, and I play this today in honor of my dad and in honor of all godly fathers.
Sometimes when my sunlight I can see. I just lift my eyes to Jesus, and I whisper, pilot me. Look up to my pilot, and I hear this blessed song. Fear thou not, for I'll be with thee. I will still thy pilot be. When I come to Jordan's river and its troubled waters see, on the brink I'll see my Savior, and I know He'll pilot me.
God, I'm so thankful for my dad. Of course, my dad had a great impact in my life. You know, Dad at one time felt as though the Lord was going to call him into full-time vocational ministry. Well, God did not do that, but I will tell you, God used Dad in so many ways. He was the postmaster in my little town that I grew up in back in Fayette County, Pennsylvania, a town called Mill Run. And Dad had a pulpit there in the post office. He was always involved with ministry, even though God did not call him into full-time vocational ministry, always involved with the local church that I grew up in back there in Mill Run, PA. And of course, when they moved here to Altoona, Dad was very much involved with our church here at Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And I miss him greatly, but I know where he is. He's singing alive and a whole lot more better than he ever did here on earth in heaven. And I was just thinking as I was listening to Dad sing, that the last time I saw him alive, my sister Peggy and I were with him in the Altoona Hospital singing songs just like that. Dad loved to sing, and Peggy and I had the opportunity to sing with him just within a couple of days before the Lord took him home. And I'm very thankful that we had the opportunity to do that. Today, I want us to focus for just a few moments on the question, what is a godly father? This is Father's Day. And we thank the Lord for godly fathers. And of course, in answering that question, what is a godly father? I could point to my dad, Gorman Dahl. But I know that many of you did not know him, so that probably wouldn't say a whole lot. But the Bible has a lot to say about what a godly father is. And I just want to briefly share with you some basic biblical values on a godly father. First of all, a godly father is a man who knows Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And a godly father is one who has done that. He's not just religious, he's not just morally good, but he's a true born-again Christian. And if you want to be a godly father, sir, that's where it begins. You might be morally good, and you might even be religious. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you don't meet those qualifications of being a godly father, and you'll not be able to lead your children and your family effectively. So the very foundational principle on being a godly father is for a man to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. A second value is for a man who wants to be a godly father, he needs to be one who is growing in Jesus Christ every day. Not just born again, but who is growing in Christ. You know, in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, it says, "But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." A godly father will do that. How will he do that? Well, number one, through regular Bible study, because it's when we are studying the Word of God that we get to understand more about who God is, what God expects, and how God works. And of course, the fact of the matter, Bible study is one of the greatest ways to grow spiritually. Then, of course, another way to grow spiritually is through church involvement. You know, we are living in a day and age when many people are walking away from the local church. That should not be. It should not be at all, particularly for Christians and specifically for fathers who want to be godly fathers. Get involved in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And then another way that a father can grow in Christ regularly is through personal ministry. You know, the Bible teaches us that at the point of salvation, the Spirit of God has given every Christian a spiritual gift, which is a God-given ability for Christian service or for ministry. And so, if you are a man who wants to be a godly father, number one, make sure that you know Christ as Savior. Secondly, make sure that you are growing in Christ through Bible study, through church involvement, and then through personal ministry. The third quality of a godly father is that he will be a man who loves his wife as Christ loved the church. You know, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 25, it says there that husbands are to love their wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And that simply means that even as the Lord Jesus Christ sacrificially gave his life for the church, you and I who are men and who would be godly fathers and godly husbands should be willing to sacrificially give ourselves for our wives. And of course, we do that because we love them. Keep in mind that the word love involves the concept of sacrifice. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we see that God's love for us was sacrificial in that he gave his Son for us. Jesus Christ had such a love for the Father and for you and me that he gave his life to die on that cross. Nobody could have taken the life of Jesus Christ had he not given it. But even as the Lord Jesus Christ has given his life for us, we as dads and we as husbands, if we want to maintain biblical values in our lives, should sacrificially give our lives for our wives and for our family. Now, that doesn't mean that we should go out and kill ourselves. Now, it could be that maybe sometimes some of our wives might wish we would do that. And I just say that with tongue in cheek. Don't take that seriously. But we certainly must give ourselves to our wives. That means giving them our time, giving them our love, showing that love in the actions, giving to them our great concern, and do everything that we can to provide for their needs. Number four, a man who is a godly father who maintains biblical values is a man who gives spiritual nurture to his children. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 4, it says that fathers are not to provoke their children to wrath, but to bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. And that is so important. And that's very important today, because our children who are out in the world face all sorts of different situations and circumstances that some of us who are older cannot even imagine. And so it's important that those of us who are fathers will do what we can to bring our children and even our grandchildren up in the things of the Lord by leading our children to Christ, by praying for our children on a regular basis, and by teaching our children biblical principles. That's what it means to bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Teach them the basic truths of the Word of God. Finally, a godly father who maintains biblical values will be a man who will provide for his entire family. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel." If you are a dad or a husband, and you are not providing the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, the financial needs of your family, you're worse than an unbeliever, according to the Word of God. And so godly men, godly fathers, godly husbands will do what they can to provide for their family spiritually, financially, emotionally, physically, and in every way that that family might grow to serve the Lord. Are you a godly father today? Well, some basic values that will lead to godliness in your fatherhood involves you being a man who has trusted Christ as Savior, a man who is growing in Christ regularly, a man who loves his wife as Christ loved the church, a man who gives spiritual nurture to his children, and a man who provides for his family. May that be the kind of a father, a dad you are. And for those of you who are children, those of you who are wives, pray for us as men that we might be the godly men God would have us to be. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today, and happy Father's Day to all of you men. Go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, and until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you today, friends.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the Family of Faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.